That is Tara McDonald. She was a Kent police officer for 12 years, but for the last 4 years has been running South Downs Introductions Limited, a dating agency which introduces people face to face. Tara, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Pat.
We shouldn't give the wrong impression. It's not all doom and gloom for those looking for a little romance in 2018, is it?
It's not. You need to really be very careful. And as the other officer said, you know, Action Forward will have some advice on there about somebody that's decided to use an online dating service. And there's, you know, there's Get Safe Online as well that you need to have a look at. And just, you know, abide by the rules of safety. You'll be fine. You should be.
Why do you think more people are turning to dating sites? Do we not have as much time as we used to look for partners at work or, you know, in our hobbies?
People are a lot busier. It was eHarmony that actually did a survey a number of years ago, and they said that people are not meeting at work anymore and that more and more people are turning to online or they're turning to matchmaking services. And I think matchmaking services have got, you know, a lot more popular in the last few years. Certainly my youngest client's 27, so that tells you that there is a bit of a problem online maybe.
Mm. Tell us a bit about your company. How does it differ then from online dating sites?
The difference with us is that everybody is met. In online dating sites, they aren't really going to be able to meet everybody unless they have a team of people, hundreds of people that really are going to go out and meet people. Obviously, we don't have thousands upon thousands of people, but we, you know, we do have hundreds of people in particular areas. It is more about, I suppose, quality than quantity. So we meet everybody. Everybody is identity checked, and people are paying a bit more for the service as well than they are online. But I suppose if you rack up what you pay online, you could potentially pay something similar along the lines if you've been paying £50 a month over a year.
So how do you match people up? You do it, what, through knowing the people who have applied, do you?
We've actually met them, and what we do is we do an in-depth questionnaire with them. We look at their qualities and values, what they're looking for in a partner, what their no negotiation areas are. So, for example, if somebody says, I will absolutely not date a smoker, then there's no point in introducing them to somebody who smokes. And then we also look at a personality trait. We look at, you know, are they a sensitive person? Are they a good communicator? Are they quite a direct person? What are their traits? Are they quite traditional? Are they family orientated? And then we look at a crossover on interests as well. And a little bit of it is intuition. And the rest is just down to the meeting. We can't wave magic wand and make them fall in love.
All right. And finally, what advice would you offer to someone in Kent looking to start dating after a long-term relationship?
I would say certainly they need to be aware of the romance fraud, which is what the officer was talking about just before I came on the line. They need to go on to Get Safe Online and have a look at that, and also be aware that Action Forward is the reporting tool if they need to do anything. If there's anything that they're in doubt about, it costs nothing to make, to put the inquiry through and say, look, I'm not worried about this. But do embrace it, you know. There are lots of things that they can do. There's some meetup groups that you can get out and about with. You can go on nice walks. There are some very, very genuine people out there. If you're passionate about a hobby, maybe join a group that's interested in that. Don't expect fireworks and sparks on the first date because you're not 18 anymore. You know, that usually happens when you're quite young. Sometimes as soon as the fireworks ignite, the quicker they burn out. So, you know, just be safe. Look at the safety advice online. Do not part with cash under any circumstances, and be very, very wary of somebody who tells you that they love you, especially if they've never met you.
Good advice. Thank you for being with us. That's Tara McDonald, who runs a face-to-face introductions agency with clients here in Kent. In the next hour, we'll be talking